Old School 100.3 Soulful Sunday. This gorgeous day, yes it is. I know it's drizzling and overcast, but don't let that deter you from your joy. It is a gorgeous day. If you have your health, you have the greatest wealth.
Amen.
And speaking of richness and wealth, one of the wealthiest people I know, really wealthy, because knowledge is power and spirit in energy and commitment is strong. I am referring to one of the finest. Fine. Derek, stop me. One of the finest.
Slow down, D.
Slow down. Slow your roll. One of the finest composer, arrangers, producers, talent, and music activist, community activist, father, husband. He is so many things, but he is also my friend, and he is coming to Philadelphia June 8th to help us celebrate Black Music Month.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be part of a very special panel that I will be moderating along with Kenny Gamble and Leon A. Huff. Welcome, James M. Toomey. Hey, Tooms.
Thank you. Look, it's my pleasure and my honor to
be able
to talk to you. You know that.
Well, you know, I get to talk to you off mic, and that is one of my great joys and pleasures in life. But I wanted to share you with our audience today because you are coming home to be on this great panel where we talk about how I wrote that song. And we're going to be exploring songs that you have written for a myriad of artist, not just your own group, because you've worked with a plethora of people from Eddie Henderson to Miles Davis to McCoy Tyner to Donny Hathaway, Roberta Flack to Stephanie Mills, Phyllis Hyman, and then, of course, your great hits, which we just listened to this past hour, working with the wonderful Tuatha and your band, M. Toomey. Oh, okay. With all that said, how you feeling, Tooms?
I'm doing good. I mean, I'm really looking forward, Deanna, to this panel. I mean, it's really an honor to be able to sit up there with Brother Gamble and Brother Huff, you know, and... You know, a lot of people don't know that, you know, I'm from South Philly. So this is like, you know.
Hey, neighbor.
You know, a reunion.
Derek's from South Philly as well. Did you know that, Tooms?
Huh?
Derek is from South Philadelphia.
Oh, you just told me. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, what street are you from, brother?
Well, I'm on a Tasker up on that end, but I grew up around 23rd, 24th in Fitzwater.
Yeah, brother, I'm 1526 Wharton, brother, right across the street from Barrett Junior High.
Okay, so you were across the tracks.
He said you were across the tracks.
Yeah, right.
Across Washington Ave, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. And is that how you guys refer in South Philly, across
yeah,
the
right,
tracks?
Across
really?
Right.
Yep. For real?
I wasn't allowed to go to that side.
No, is it a term, across the tracks?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah. It's an actual designation.
I did not know that.
she don't know M. Toomey.
I used to live in South Philly. I lived on 18th and Christian.
You were on my side of the tracks. Okay.
Right, right.
Okay, but Toomes was on the other side?
Other side.
Okay, which is the side that folks consider? Never mind.
Well, you know, back in them days, that was also, you know, designated, you know, gangs. And so, you know, you're going across the tracks, you was at risk.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, Philly is what I am, is what I'll always be. Wherever I've been in the world, I take South Philly with me, man. It raised me, and, you know, that's,
nice.
That's where I learned to be whatever it was you're supposed to be, you know.
Oh, that is sweet. Now... Okay, we must also say that you come from a legendary, your father is the legendary jazz musician Jimmy Heath, your uncle's the Heath Brothers, famous jazz group. Your tradition, your foundation is jazz?
Right, right. I say my front ground. And the man who raised me, James Foreman,
yes.
My mother, Bertha Foreman, was also a jazz musician. He was a great jazz pianist. You know, he played with Bird and Diz and... You know, Lady Day. So I didn't have a choice. I grew up in it.
Yes.
Like I said, it's not my background, it's my front ground.
I like that. You hear that, Derek? Front ground.
I like that. Yeah.
Take notes. Let's listen
right
very careful. Let's hear everything that's being said. Now, on our panel, June 8th at Sigma Studios on 12th Street, we're going to have an opportunity to have you tell us. We don't want to share that right now because we don't want to give the cow and the milk away. But folks will have an opportunity to hear from you directly how you composed some of these great songs. We just finished listening to You, Me, and He, Juicy Fruit, which was sampled by so many and, of course, best known by Biggie. I'm curious, when you found out that Biggie was covering your song, were sampling your song, your right. reaction?
Well, actually, it was interesting. I was I had just started composing the music for a television show called New York Undercover.
Yes, great show, great music.
I was with Andre, and Andre said, look, Puffy wants to talk to you. He's got this artist he wants to ask you about. So Puffy came in. I said, yeah, bring him in. So Puffy came in, and he had this brother with him. He said to him, too, man, this is Biggie. And, man, look, Biggie was an absolute sweetheart, and we talked and we hugged. And, you know, he told me what he was trying to do, and I said, fine. So we cut the deal right there. It wasn't Compound Complex. It was like, boom, we cut it. And as a matter of fact, Biggie said on an interview, he said, Mr. M2Mae was the only one that gave me the rights, because actually the album didn't come out until like 7 or 8 weeks after the single, because he couldn't get clearance. But we hit it off right away, man, and I just thought he was absolutely wonderful cat, man. I really enjoyed him.
Were you pleased?
Really, really pained by
his death.
You know, the way he left. You know what I mean? But no, Biggie was great.
Were you pleased with the song, what he did with it?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. See, I believe that each generation controls the direction and the destiny of its music. So it's not upon the generation before them to judge it. It's on us to absorb it. And that was always one of my problems with my generation. A lot of us rejected the music because we didn't spend the time to understand it or try to understand it and had a tendency to dismiss it. And my thing is, you never dismiss creativity. You try to understand it. So I embraced it. And, you know, what's good is good. It's like Duke Ellington said, it's only two kinds of music, good and bad. There was a lot of bad R&B in our time, too, right?
Very true. Very so true.
You take the good with the bad.
Do you get back to Philly often?
Yeah, I try to. I try to. You know, my parents have passed, you know. You know, we still have the house at 1526. You know that, Deanna. Yeah, you knew my parents well.
Yes, great people. And, your mother, you know, was just a shining star.
Always, I got to go back. And my sister and my brother passed. But like I said, we held on. My brother and I hold on to the house. And that'll never leave. That'll never leave.
Right. Well, we're excited. We want to encourage people again, if you want to hear more of the gems that will come from James M2Mae as he reflects on the great artists that he's worked with, Stephanie Mills, Donny Hathaway, one of my all-time favorites. M2Mae, can you just give us a Donny Hathaway, Roberta Flack memory? Because you and your former partner, Reggie Lucas, crafted their biggest hits.
Right. Well, here's one that many people don't know, Deanna. The night we were working on Back Together Again, Donnie, who had been suffering from, you know, bipolar disorder, grabbed his eye and he ran out of the studio. So I left the control booth and I went into the bathroom. He ran into the bathroom. And when I went in the bathroom, he was in the corner crying. And I asked him, I said, brother, what's wrong? And he said, they're trying to kill me. And I said, what are you talking about? He said, white people, they got my brain hooked up to a machine. So at that point, I'm tearing up. So I lay down on the floor with him. And I ask him, you know, we talk for about 20 minutes. And finally, you know, he comes out of the bathroom. And I said, well, you want to try it again? He tried it again and couldn't do it. And then I stopped the session. And I said, this is a Saturday night, Deanna. I said, we'll come back Monday, you know, Monday and finish this. And he looked at me and he said, M2Mae. He said, man, when I come back Monday, I'm a kill this. I said, Donnie, I know you will. About 5:30 that morning, my phone rings, and I pick up, and it's someone crying. And I said, who's this? And it was Roberta. And she said, M2Mae, Donnie's dead. So for me, of all the stuff in music I've been fortunate enough to have participated in, Back Together Again is the most important song to me. Because it's the last thing Donny Hathaway ever sang on.
Wow. Mm. Wow.
And that will always be a memory that will be forever carved in my memory.
Wow. Well, we appreciate you sharing that. And we know that you have more stories to tell about the composition of many songs that you've been involved in. And the music that stands the test of time. I mean, you're a classic songwriter, and that's what we'll get to experience on How I Wrote That Song. It's June 8th in Philadelphia. Sigma, you want to get your tickets now. James M. Toomey coming back to his hometown, Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love and sisterly affection, joining Kenny Gamble and Leon A. Huff. You don't want to miss it. For more details, you can go to our website, oldschool103.com.
All right. And if you want to get in contact with M. Toomey before the workshop, after the workshop?
No, he's not a big social media person. No. He's okay. Not. See, I'm shaking my head. I'm shaking my head while Derek is saying that because, no, M. Toomey is, he's old school. He is not. He's
okay,
not.
I'm with that. Well, I'm still looking forward to my private songwriting session with you.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I want to learn how to write a song.
It'd be such an honor, Deanna, just being with, you know, Kenny and Leon. Man. Yes. That right there, that's like, wow.
I know. But you guys are friends and you respect each other and you're all good brothers. Leon from Camden, Gamble, of course, from West and South Philadelphia. You have that in common. You guys came from the same neighborhood. So it's going to be an exciting day and we're looking forward to it. Ladies and gentlemen, don't miss this opportunity to shake the hand and to meet the man, the great, the legendary, the one and only M. Toomey coming back to his hometown on Saturday, June 8th at Sigma. Tooms, I love you.
I love you, too.
I love you very much.
All right,
darling. Thank you so much. Have a soulful Sunday. Derek, Deanna, with you and the music that made Philadelphia and the world famous. Vintage Soul is only you hear right here on oldschool103.com.
Doing it, old school.